This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the Washington Post published an op-ed by a person who's suing Alex Jones and the Gateway Pundit and others, who says that Alex Jones is a menace to society and needs to be stopped. Now, this is the new rallying cry of the left, which is to censor and exterminate everybody with whom they disagree. This is the same thing that the UC Berkeley students do when they say, kill all conservative speakers so we don't have to hear them speak. This is what the Washington Post is doing. Now, for the record, the Washington Post is a menace to society. And here's why. The Washington Post knowingly and deliberately published false, so-called anonymous sources to try to overthrow the democratically elected president of this country, President Trump. The Washington Post is a co-conspirator in an actual journalistic conspiracy to collaborate with the DNC and collaborate with these deep state propagandists to overthrow a president. The Washington Post did that knowingly. There's so much fake news coming out of the Washington Post these days, it's practically, you know, if not for CNN, Washington Post would be number one in fake news. CNN is number one in fake news, but the Washington Post is not far behind. You talk about a menace to society. How about a fake news Washington Post that tries to destroy the results of a Democratic election because they disagree with the outcome of that election? That sounds like a menace to society, as far as I'm concerned. And I think most people would agree with that. That sounds very menacing. That sounds very dangerous to any free society. And it's fascinating to me that these organizations like the Washington Post or MSNBC or CNN, they're now openly calling for censorship to destroy InfoWars. They're openly calling for InfoWars' YouTube channel to be shut down in the same way YouTube shut down my channel recently. They're openly calling for Alex Jones to be silenced. And some people on the left are calling for Alex Jones to be murdered. They would love that. They would celebrate that. And these are the people who claim to be tolerant? These are the people who claim to be interested in equality and free speech and freedom and justice and compassion? And they want to murder Alex Jones and silence his voice because they disagree with him? These people? That's... really? Do you see the contradiction in all of that? Just shows you the absolute hypocrisy. You know, even more interestingly, here's why we need Alex Jones or people like him in our society, even if you don't agree with what he says. You know, freedom of speech means that you support the right of those to speak, even if you disagree with the content of their speech. Freedom of speech, the whole purpose of it is to protect unpopular speech, not popular, conforming, obedient, libtard speech. That needs no protection because everybody accepts it. Everybody practices that. If you want to go out and say popular, conforming things that the libtard leftists love, it's actually almost a tongue twister, loving libtard leftists leap loquaciously at, I don't know. But if you want to go out and speak that way, no one's going to stop you. Freedom of speech is needed to protect people who say unpopular things, even if you don't agree with them. And you know what's funny? There's a very interesting experiment. In fact, I should do this experiment. If you take something that Alex says, it's really the way he says it that offends most people. It's not even the content of what he says. It's the way he says it. It's his presentation that offends a lot of cry bully, snowflake, libtards. They're weak. They're fragile. They hate Alex's presentation style. But if you take something that Alex says and you just let a kind of feminized, metrosexual, sort of pansy-ass male say the same exact words in a kind of transsexual way, metrosexual way, then the leftists agree with it. By and large, we should actually do this experiment. this would be great to show on camera. Just have some little pansy metrosexual weenie, like feminized former male, read, like perform these lines that are actually Alex Jones quotes and just say them on the streets of Austin and watch all the other fellow liberals nod in agreement. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And they would love it. This would be a great experiment. I got to do it. Because you see, leftists, they're more interested in the style than the substance. They don't really parse what you're saying. They're only looking at how you say it. They're only looking skin deep. That's why they loved Obama, because Obama was, you know, a clean-cut guy. He had a very persuasive speaking style. He was handsome to many people. You know, Obama just had the look of someone that you want to believe. It's part of his persuasion. He just looks believable. And so he could say almost anything, just insane things, and the left would believe it because it came out of Obama's mouth, and they were watching him say it, and they believe him because he looks like he's a trusting person or a trustable person. Whereas Alex Jones, to many people, looks, you know, rambunctious. He looks menacing, perhaps. You know, he's got this deep, growly voice. He's very boisterous sometimes in his presentation, which I get because he's justifiably angry about all the insanity out there in the world, but he comes across to many people as abrasive. So they discount what he is saying. They don't parse the words that he's saying because of the way he presents it. And then they can get away with saying, oh, he's a menace to society, without really understanding what he's saying. Alex Jones was the guy who said that, you know, your home appliances are spying on you, years before it was confirmed by everybody else. And of course, he was called a conspiracy theorist for daring to say that. You know, Alex Jones is the guy that warned that the police state is encroaching on our liberties, that censorship is arriving, that the totalitarian gatekeepers of big tech like Google and YouTube are dangerous. That's all Alex Jones stuff. He was the pioneer on that stuff. He led the way. He talked about the corruption of President Bush. He talked about the corruption of Obama. He was ahead of everybody almost on this stuff. And a lot of what he said, again, would be completely agreed with by leftists if it were just presented in an effeminate style. Again, a metrosexual presentation of Alex Jones' words would be instantly accepted by the left. So maybe I'll figure out how to run that experiment. That would be very interesting. Can you imagine? Yeah, well, maybe we'll try that. In any case, the Washington Post is a menace to society, not Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a demonstration of freedom of speech. You may not agree with everything he says, and he says too, he's not a perfect person. He's made mistakes. We all have. But the point is, as long as Alex's voice is out there, you know that we still have something approaching free speech in this country. The minute they silence Alex, it means your liberty is gone. Your country is lost. Your right to speak freely is under assault, if Alex's right to speak freely is under assault. So Alex is kind of a canary in the coal mine. You know, he's the early warning beacon. If they silence Alex, they're coming for you next. They're coming for me next. Well, heck, they're coming for me right now. They've already, you know, silenced a lot of my work, cutting off my channels and downgrading my website and everything. They're coming for us all, eventually. They're just starting with Alex. So don't think this is about Alex Jones. This is about establishing the left-wing tyranny to control what people say and control what people think. Alex is just one of many targets that will be, you know, attempted to be silenced. And if they take him down, they're going to go after me next, and they're going to go after you eventually. At some point, you know, there's no one left to speak for us, as that saying goes, that poem from the Nazi Germany era. You know, first they came for the machinists, and I didn't speak out because they weren't coming for me. And then they came for the laborers, and then they came for the priests. And how, I forgot how that goes. And then when they came for me, there was no one left to speak for me. You see? So you better speak out now. You better support Alex Jones' right to speak his mind, even if you don't agree with the content of what he's saying. Hope that makes sense. Read more at my website, censorship.news. I'm launching a new video website called real.video. and hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.